This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. H-2A overhaul returns. Lawmakers eye unimpaired flows. House Ag action set and milk's place in dietary guidelines. House revives Farm Workforce Modernization Act. Western lawmakers have reintroduced legislation to reform the H-2A guest worker program and create a pathway to legal status for undocumented farm workers. California Representative Lorofkin is leading the House bill with a bipartisan coalition that includes Representatives David Valadao, Jim Costa, and Adam Gray. Lorofkin called it essential to provide stability to this critical workforce. The bill has stalled three times in the U.S. Senate. And on that note, Senator Alex Padilla and Lorofkin are working on bills that would provide compensation for farm workers who lose on wages due to extreme weather, public health emergencies, and other disasters. Assembly advances bill on Scott and Shasta flows. The Assembly has sent the Senate a bill to permanently enshrine drought rules into law for the state's northernmost watersheds. The lower house passed AB 263 this week along a party-line vote. Assembly member Chris Rogers of Santa Rosa, who confused the Scott River with the Smith, argued his proposal is not just a fish bill, but also supports the fishing industry. Assembly member Steve Bennett of Ventura, repurposing his talking points on groundwater laws, arguing some of the most powerful forces politically in California are the ones extracting the water. But GOP Assembly member Heather Hadwick of Alturas shot back that the bill was written about her district without her knowledge. She warned it would hurt the multi-generational farms and ranches in her communities. This is why rural people, farmers, people in the northern state get pissed off, added Assembly member Minority Leader James Gallagher. He also criticized the release of hatchery-raised juvenile salmon this week into the Sacramento River, claiming the poor timing will lead striped bass to devour them. More budget cuts likely ahead as governor revises plan. On the positive end, California's tax revenue is nearly $4 billion above projections for the year. That's according to Jason Sisti, budget director for Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas' office. But the risk of a recession has grown significantly under the Trump administration's economic decisions that he cautions. It is looking likely that tax revenues will be weak in coming fiscal years at a time when state departments are reporting cost increases. Federal spending cuts will worsen the state deficit, and California's ability to backfill those gaps will be infeasible. That puts more scrutiny on Governor Gavin Newsom's budget plan. He's expected to release his revised budget proposal next Wednesday. Sisney expects deeper cuts, more funding delays, new borrowing provisions, and other balancing measures. Lower Colorado River agreements secure near-term water supply. California and Arizona signed new agreements to boost Lower Colorado River Basin conservation. Over the next 2 years, the 18 short-term agreements with tribal, municipal, and agricultural water users will conserve an estimated 321,000 acre-feet of water in Lake Mead. The Department of the Interior and Bureau of Reclamation said the partnership with the Colorado River Basin Reliant States will save water as they develop future operating guidelines. Federal agencies are also aiming to finish the post-2026 draft environmental impact statement by the end of 2025. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Study. Subsidence correlates with lower SWP deliveries. A report from the California Natural Resources Agency and Department of Water Resources found that subsidence caused by groundwater overpumping in the Central Valley is limiting state water project allocations. The state warns that subsidence could reduce deliveries between 18 and 87% by 2043. This year alone, DWR and SWP deliveries were reduced by 3% as a result of ground sinkage. DWR pointed to the California Aqueduct Subsidence Program as a mitigation strategy. The local, state, and federal program is testing solutions with groundwater sustainability to prevent further canal deterioration. Tuesday, planned for House Ag markup. House Agriculture Committee plans to kick off debate on the GOP budget plan next Tuesday. Chair Glenn Thompson says the text should be available this weekend. The committee is expected to consider including key farm bill programs, include higher reference prices in the legislation, as well as major cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The provisions are supposed to add up to a net spending reduction of $230 billion. Rollins, disaster aid is on the way. Disaster aid will begin to be distributed to farmers by the end of this month. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins told reporters yesterday the goal is for all the $21 billion in aid to be moved out by early September. Rollins also said the department is working to expedite distribution of funds through the Emergency Livestock Relief Program for drought and wildfire, as well as aid for previously indemnified loss, flooding, milk loss, and uncovered loss. Rollins spoke during a roundtable for farmers that included leaders from several state ag departments. The roundtable discussion was closed to the media, but Rollins allowed the press in to hear her remarks and ask a few questions. Well, here's today's final word. Gone are the days when the USDA focus was on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and on the green climate agenda. That's the word of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 8th. It's brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.